Books on Tape presents Zero History by William Gibson. Read by Robertson Dean. Chapter 1. Cabinet. Inchmail hailed a cab for her, the kind that had always been black when she'd first known this city. Pearlescent silver, this one, glyphed in Prussian blue, advertising something German, banking services or business software. A smoother simulacrum of its black ancestors, its faux leather upholstery, a shade of orthopedic fawn.
"Their money's heavy," he said,
dropping a loose warm mass of pound coins into her hand.
"Buys many whores."
The coins still retained the body heat of the fruit machine from which he'd deftly wrung them, almost in passing, on their way out of the king's something. "Whose money?"
"My countrymen's. Freely given."
"I don't need this," trying to hand it back.
"For the cab,"
giving the driver the address in Portman Square. "Oh, Reg," she said, "it wasn't that bad. I had it in money markets, most of it."
"Bad as anything else. Call him."
"No.
Call him,"
he repeated, wrapped in Japanese herringbone Gore-Tex, multiply flapped and counterintuitively buckled. He closed the cab's door. She watched him through the rear window as the cab pulled away. Stout and bearded, he turned now in Greek Street, a few minutes past midnight, to rejoin his stubborn protege, Clammy of the Bollards, back to the studio to take up their lucrative creative struggle. She sat back, noticing nothing at all until they passed Selfridge's, the driver taking a right. The club, only a few years old,